Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk with your hosts Rob McQuay and Jeff Coles, also featuring Philly Jeff Dye. Now, get your game on.
All right. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's Tuesday, July 19th. It's a Tuesday, not a Monday. A Tuesday. I'm Rob McQuay. You're on with Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. My co-hosts Jeff Coles and Philly Jeff Dyer. And we're coming to you on a Tuesday because, well, we had some things going on yesterday. Doctor's appointment, but just the regular, you know, annual physical checkup, nothing for anyone to get concerned about. So, all right. Well, guys, and you're both on here. I've got both Jeffs. I should have both Jeffs. Jeff Coles, how's it going?
Oh, excellent, Rob. We got a beautiful day out here in Mount Vernon, Ohio. I got a day off from my other job, which is always a good thing.
That is nice.
So, yeah.
And Philly Jeff Dyer out in Blair, Maryland.
Yes, and I've gotten a summer off from my employer, which may or may not be a good thing.
Yeah. It's true. I can feel that a little bit too.
Yeah,
all right, guys, we missed last week because why did we miss last week? Did we miss last week? No, we didn't miss last week.
No, we didn't miss last
week. No, the 4th of July.
No, it was the week before. Sorry. Well, yeah, it was the week before because that was the 4th of July, right? So, all right.
That's right.
So anyway, we got baseball to talk about. Maybe we got a little football to talk about because NFL camps are getting ready to start.
Yeah.
And I did see one little piece of news real briefly here. Joe Flacco is supposed to report to training camp on time, and he plans to participate in most of the reps. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm frankly surprised because I didn't think he'd be able to come back. We talked about this. I thought maybe he wouldn't be ready to play until maybe opening day. But
Come on! This guy walked off the field with a broken knee. You know that Brady, you know, gets a splinter in his finger and he has to be carried off on a stretcher. You know, Joe's tough.
Of course, Brady won't be seeing the field for the first 4 weeks as the deflate gate continued, and now I guess it's finally over with. Maybe can we not talk about that anymore?
Please.
Tell me I'm dreaming.
Well, I just, you know, the whole thing really is kind of ridiculous to me that it even got to the point of where it was. So, I don't know. We'll see. All right. The Orioles have lost two in a row. Not a big deal at this point. They retain their game and a half lead over the Boston Red Sox, which is a nice thing. But, you know, and look, I don't understand it, and I really didn't get a chance to see that game last night. I don't know if either of you guys followed it at all. But, you know, the Yankees pitcher Nava, the Orioles had really good numbers against him. The whole lineup had really good numbers against him. And they certainly couldn't do anything last night. Jonathan Scope with one home run, and that was the extent of the scoring. And Kevin Gausman, once again, we'll talk about this a little bit, guys. Kevin Gausman pitches a great game. He gives up a home run and then a sacrifice fly. He gives up two runs, and he can't win.
Oh my God! And this has been plaguing him all season. He threw 110 pitches. He threw 70 of them for strikes. Gave the Orioles 6.2 innings. of exactly what they needed to get them into the late stage of the game, and he can't win.
Right. He is the every year it seems like you have these. You have pitchers that pitch well enough to win, but also well enough to lose, particularly when their team doesn't get them any run support, and that's been Kevin Gausman for the most part this year. So, I don't know what to say about it. It's got to be frustrating for Gausman.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's Charlie Brown. I mean, come on.
That's right.
Wow.
And of course, tonight we'll have Vance Worley. That ought to be interesting. Philly Jeff, you could chime in on that a little bit, I think, since Worley was in a Phillies uniform.
I mean, you know, here's a guy I'm rooting for. You know, he's there's some mental things I think that go on with Vance, and I think if he can pitch through that, I mean, I think well, let's see what he does. We know who he's got to be better than at least two of the guys in the rotation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who shall remain nameless.
You know,
actually, those guys aren't nameless. They are referred to in Buck's lineup when he talks about his upcoming pitchers as TBD, to be decided.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. That's their names. Actually, I'm not sure that I know which two you're talking about, because there are three that I'm thinking about. And possibly four. Well, I guess the two you're talking about would be Gallardo and Jimenez.
Ubaldo.
But let's not forget, though, that when the season started, we also had guys by the name of Wright and Wilson in there, and they're not even on the Major League team anymore. So, you know, obviously things get shifted around a little bit, but we didn't talk about this, and we should. I was very surprised to see Dylan Bundy starting. And,
yeah, that was a big thing. That was a big deal. For him to get out there. When did you hear about it?
I didn't hear about it until, I don't know, game day, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they kept it pretty quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. But a bit shocking to me, because as I've said on this program before, I didn't think we'd see him as a starting pitcher this year. Leave him in the bullpen. He's got to get some innings under his belt and all that stuff. And look, it wasn't a great outing, but it wasn't a terrible outing either. I mean, he's throwing, you know, a 97 mile an hour fastball. He's got the good stuff. He left that one pitch he left out over the plate for Evan Longoria to crush with that first home run. And he did give up it was either three or four. I think it was three home runs. So that's not good.
Three, and he gave up four hits total.
Yeah.
He
gave up four hits, and three of them were home runs.
I'm sorry. It was four regular.
Oh, okay.
In addition to
the home runs. Gotcha.
And he had the three walks. That was it.
Right. But from what I heard from Buck and some of the players and everything, I just think they were fine with his performance, because I think this is one of those guys that as a player you look at and you go, yeah, I want him on my team. Okay, he may not have had such a great outing his first time out as a starter, but he's going to get better, and I want him out there. So, all right, so maybe that's good. I mean, maybe finally we're looking at Tillman, and if Gausman can get any run support and Bundy learns, that's three. And if Gallardo can just do something, you got four there. So,
And he seems to be moving in a positive direction. You know, Bundy threw more pitches in this outing he's thrown all year.
Yes,
and,
right.
His problem is just kind of keeping it down. If he keep the ball down a little bit, you know, he could be really, you know, he could give us 7 good innings.
Right.
And that's all we need.
Yeah. In this day and age, you're right.
Yeah. Speaking of 7 good innings and then that's all we need, our bullpen, a little bit of news from there. Darren O'Day was up and doing a bullpen session. Very encouraging.
Yeah.
And T.J. McFarland is throwing on flat ground. He hurt his knee earlier in the year. So, you know, those two coming back will help, you know, down the stretch.
Yeah. And they're going to need that if they can continue to compete. And, you know, guys, if you look at it, here we are. It's the middle of June, pushing toward, you know, getting into the end of June. July.
July.
Look, fellas, I just woke up. I mean, really, my eyes opened at 9:45, and I shot up like, oh my goodness, because, you know, I've got chores to do and this, that, and the other, and then I hadn't set up this show, so I'm just having my coffee. So if I'm babbling, probably why.
Chores. That's why you got a wife, right?
She works.
That's why.
Oh boy, the hate mail's gonna come in now.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I'm writing an angry letter now.
Actually,
that's why he's in Ohio. She can't reach that far with a broom.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'd love to get some hate mail because that would show that anybody would be listening to us.
If people actually cared enough to write.
Well,
or even listen.
Wait a minute. I follow Facebook, and, you know, on Rob's birthday, he got happy birthday from more people than I've known in my entire life.
And
51 people.
Where are all those people?
Italy chimes in.
Well, gone.
Why are those people sending you money? That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
That's right.
Actually, John's not from Italy. He's just in Italy right now. That's
uh-huh.
all.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. I should say that. His family is from Italy, and he still has family over there, but he lives here. And he doesn't even have an Italian accent. A little bit of a talk one, but he lives in Philly.
Oh, well, there you
Italian
go.
In Philly. You're in trouble, man.
Yeah. An Italian, Philadelphia Italian. You got to stay on the right side of those guys.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. those are the guys who can tell you your wife should be getting doing chores and getting away with it.
Yeah, right. Right.
You got a problem with this?
Yep.
Are we talking sports here? I think we were talking sports
here. Speaking of Philly, what's going on with the Phillies?
You know, they ran up against Miami's guy, Jose Fernandez, who struck out 14 Phillies in whatever it was, and then we knocked him out of the game. See, we keep doing that, and then we find a way to lose. We knocked Johnny Cueto out of a game and lose. We ring up four runs against Strasburg and lose. It was our closer last night. He was one strike away, and all of a sudden the roof fell in, and it went to extras, and we went away. We scored two runs. I mean, you know, you can't win too many games scoring two runs or less, you know.
Yeah.
So
the Yankees did.
Yeah. Exactly. Well. You know what it was? The Orioles were in the dugout and looked out and said, "Oh, is that Kevin pitching tonight? No problem."
Yeah, right.
we'll just rest the bats.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple guys like that where it's Cole Hamels used to be like that. He would he would have pitched whales of games because they weren't giving many runs. And this is a guy that's you know, has a, you know, the MVP of the World Series. It was, you know, he had to go out there and pitch great games because every time he went out there, it was like, you know, one run, two runs. So he had to pitch shutouts.
Right.
Is this because there's too much confidence in the pitcher that maybe the hitters are letting off the gas?
Oh, I think.
Huh. Now, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. That's very interesting. All right, so let's see. Sorry, now I have a cat crawling across me. Yep, okay, very good. Go on, Sarah.
Okay, then.
Yeah. The joys of the home studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Working from home.
At least we don't have dogs barking yet.
Oh, why did you call the lightning? Why?
Yeah, we had a lot
of
I never knew that.
Oh, hey, speaking of Philadelphia, just want to make an announcement on the show here. Monday, we're going back to our regular time. And we will have, as our special guest, Lenny Dykstra, former major league player.
You really got
Met,
Dykstra?
Oh, man. Yeah. Yes, I did.
Cool.
Which programming
part of
his, notes.
Life should I talk about?
Uh-oh.
Well, we were going to talk about baseball.
Car wash boy? criminal record boy? I mean, you know, I'll talk about how much I loved him in Philly because he was.
Yeah.
The man. He and
really,
Kroc
he
and Dalton. Oh, God,
what
they were fun to watch.
That was absolutely
nah,
my
we'll leave the nasty aside. We'll just applaud when he was my man in Philadelphia.
There you go. All right.
That's interesting, Jeff. How did I'm assuming this was probably a LinkedIn connection. Tell us how that came about, getting Lenny Dykstra.
I actually had a couple of exchanges with him on Facebook, and then he mentioned that he has a book, and so I said, well, hey, why don't you come on here, we'd like to talk. And he was gonna actually he was kind of busy yesterday because he was doing shows, and so he said, we'll make it happen. I said, well, how about next week, next Monday? He said, give me a call Sunday night, just to make sure.
Nice.
So, yeah, very, 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 very easy to talk to. So,
okay. So we'll be promoting, we'll promote his new book and we'll talk about, the Phillies of, what was that? Was that the '80s? When was Lenny?
Yes.
90s. Okay, 90s.
80s.
90s. Mets in the 80s. 90s? Was it the Mets in 86, wasn't he? Well, yeah, he was with the Mets in 86. Oh, that's right. Was the Phillies in the 80s. Was he on the 93 team or 92 team? Did he play that long?
Yeah, I guess he must have been. So maybe it was the latter part of the 80s into the 90s. When Jim Fregosi, rest his soul, was managing that crew of idiots.
Oh boy, what a fun bunch! I'll tell you.
Wow. All right. Well, that's cool. That's great. And let's try to get the word out, and maybe we'll get some folks actually to call in. Philly Jeff, you must know some folks that would like to talk with Len Dykstra.
Except for the fact that I haven't really been near Philadelphia since 1970, in the 70s.
Yeah,
I graduated high school in 77. So all my friends are either in jail or dead.
Yeah, or they're Italian.
And there it is.
So, in other words,
for friends number about four.
Yeah. So, in other words, if they live in Philly, they're either in jail or they're dead, or
there
or maybe,
you go.
Or maybe just living in Philly makes you feel like you're dead. I don't know.
Hey, now. Oh, I'm going to call in Vito and Rocco on you. This McQuay fella living down outside of Annapolis.
By the way, Philly Jeff,
yeah.
The guy that you were talking about from Italy, we're going back to the whole Italy thing here. That guy that wished me a happy birthday, he's actually the guy that originated the clown. He was originally in the complete works of Shakespeare abridged at Reynolds Tavern.
Cool.
If you can think of the little guy that was more of the clown, well, he was the shortest guy there.
Yes.
John, the guy from Italy, he originated the part, and then Matthew took it over, and then John's coming back into it again, I think, in August. So, that's just a little connection there for you.
Got to go back
and
do it again.
For the people that are listening, if we have any, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged, a lovely, fun, farce, ridiculosity, if that's a word, ness of William Shakespeare plays. And we had a good time. The Dyer family and myself went, what was that, last
year? I wish I could have been there.
Yeah.
Well, if you lived around here, Jeff Coles, you would have been. You would have been.
Yeah.
So.
Get on a plane, Jay.
But you see, if I lived around there, I would miss the upcoming Knox County Fair and the Demolition Derby and the lawnmower racing and all that good stuff.
Well, now what about the? go ahead, Philly Jeff. I know you want to ask that question.
Yeah,
I know what you're gonna.
He is ready to bust.
No, we have that out here a little bit, a little north and whatever they. It's called the Buck, and that's exactly what they are doing right now. All that smash them up, and all that good. What you just said, the demo derbies and such. And they also bring that into our world famous Bel Air Farm Fair at the end of July. So I've seen it, hate it.
Yeah, but what's that other contest that Jeff Coles always tells us about that.
Oh.
Sounds ridiculous. It's like the pickle chase or the, I don't know.
Pickleball. That's right. Pickleball. They have built an actual pickleball only court because it has become so popular here. Yeah. In 5 years, this sport has been promoted and it is basically a miniature version of tennis. Maybe if you took tennis and ping pong and you mashed them together and you came out with something in between those two, the paddles, everything smaller than tennis, larger than ping pong, the ball is like a whiffle.
Paddle ball.
Yeah, it's sort of a little bit like that. So, it's become a popular item among mostly older people. It's popular in places like Florida. They brought it up here and it's caught on. Amazing. And
that's hilarious. Plenty
of ice for here yet?
Right. What?
We've really hit the low.
Gone from Shakespeare to pickleball. I mean, this is a show that is so full of information. Or so full of something.
Oh, my God. I weep.
Demolition Derby. How about the figure eight buses? The figure eight bus racing. That.
Yes.
Is a spectacular
now we've hit
sport.
Absolute the nadir of this program.
All right, hang on a second. Hang on.
I gotta know though.
And you've probably told me this before, but I just forget. But what the heck? Why is it called pickleball? And what kind of a ball is it? You said it's about the size of a wiffle ball, but what is it? And why is it called pickleball?
I don't know how they got pickleball. There's a lot of debate. It was created in the 60s. Apparently, one of the creators' dogs was named Pickles. And used to go and fetch the ball when it was knocked out of bounds. So, yeah.
God, the Orioles lose two in a row, and this is what we get.
Yeah.
Pickleball.
please, guys, win, win.
Oh,
I'm begging you.
That's good.
Where's Lenny? He can't be here soon enough.
He might just show up after this.
Yeah, I was good. Right. Lenny, if you're listening, this is just a little time passer.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I think we need to wait
for the summer reruns.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's like the church sermon after Christmas. I got nothing.
I think we need to ask Lenny if he knows anything about pickleball.
Yeah, really? Oh, my God.
All right.
Or his friend. His friend, Johnny One Ball.
Well, mercifully, the show is over in about 4 minutes.
Might get canceled. I don't know.
I could get my dog to bark if that would help.
Let's just finish out a little bit of football if we know anything. I'm curious what are the Eagles up to, and Philly Jeff, remind me, because I don't remember now. Chip Kelly's out. Who's in?
Doug Peterson, who was kind of the assistant coach for Kansas City.
Okay. All right. And what are you? Have you heard anything out of the Eagles? Have you followed them at all? What can we expect from Peterson? Do you think?
He had Andy Reid as a mentor, and I think maybe that'll help. Okay. But he just today or yesterday said, "But I got to be my own coach. I got to be my own man." Well, I agree with that. He's going to make, I think, some rookie mistakes, but I think that the issue with the Eagles right now is they've got four running backs, and I think they got to decide what they're going to do with that. They have a kind of a mixed bag of wide receivers, so I think they're going to have to, they're going to have some things to work out in training camp. See what they've got. I think the defense is improved, but we've got a tough schedule. Green Bay is in the mix. A couple other teams that could be a challenge. So, interesting season. I think most people are figuring we'll be 8-8, 9-7. I guess we'll see.
Okay. All right. And on the Ravens side of things, Justin Tucker signs a 4-year contract extension. So that's good news for Ravens fans. But I also noticed that. I'm sorry. I was looking at something else. I thought I was seeing that. What's the little running back's name? Justin.
Forsett.
Thank you,
right?
Forsett.
Yeah.
I thought I was seeing something about Forsett, but he's coming back off an injury, so we'll have to see. And the Ravens, I think, have that same kind of issue in terms of. Bunch of running backs and who's gonna actually make the squad. So
but the difference
we'll
this
see.
Time around is that we got Ronnie Stanley and we got a guy who just as big, Alex Lewis up front. Both of them 6'6" and 312. I mean that's kind of new to the front line. I mean they still have to beat out some of the established people there, but I think they're gonna. They're going to help that, that running back core by opening some holes.
Right, right. So we've got, and I don't know how this will all work out, but Yanda, Jeremy Zuta. Now he's coming back off an injury too, I believe, right?
I think
Rick
so,
Wagner.
Yeah.
Those guys are probably, and Ronnie Stanley, as you mentioned. I guess those guys are probably. Starters, and then we'll have to see how some of these other guys, factor in through camp and stuff. There are four rookies, including Ronnie Stant. No, I'm sorry. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's six rookies, including Ronnie Stanley. And then, your returning players, and then they did sign Vladimir Dukas. I'm not sure how you pronounce that guy's name, but he's a guard, so we'll see. So
the offensive Impaler.
Line's gonna. What's that?
Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Well, it's going to be important, especially with a quarterback who's coming off of that MCL and ACL tears or whatever. You better be able to protect this guy.
Ryan Mullet is okay. I don't think that he's the answer if Flacco goes down for a long term. I mean, Mullet needs a clear
mallet.
Pocket. He's not going to, from his mallet.
Yeah. Mallet. Yeah.
That's right. I'm looking at, I'm nice seeing clearly right now, but, I do know that he doesn't hang in the pocket the way Flacco can,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
I can see him coming off the bench. I just don't see him leading a team.
And yeah, not over a period of time, but you know, he looked good enough last year in the times that, that he was called on to play. All right, there's lots more football to be talked about as we go forward. And, of course, there's plenty of baseball as the Baltimore Orioles remain in first place. And, you know, guys, they have only been out of first place maybe once or twice during the season so far, and it's not been for too long of a time period. So, so far, good season. We'll have to see what they can they can do in the second half here. But I tell you what, Chris Tillman is on his way toward a 20-game winner. And that's the first time that would happen since, I think, 87?
Oh, my God.
Something like that. I think it was Boddicker. I think Boddicker was the last 20-game winner, and I believe that was somewhere in the late 80s. Mid to late
80s. Remember when that was every year? Remember when that was expected and the norm?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
Wow.
All right. Well, we're out of time. We got to get out of here and do some other things and all that good stuff. Jeff Coles, any final thoughts from you on this Tuesday morning in the middle of July?
Any questions on pickleball, call Rob McQuay. No.
goodness. All right, Philly Jeff, final thought.
Yes, for the seven people listening to this program today, I apologize for the use of the word nadir, since first you had to go to dictionary.com to figure out what that meant. And I look forward to seeing or hearing Nails next week.
Yes.
That's right, folks. Lenny Dykstra on the show next week, Monday, July 25th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us then, and have a great week. I'm Rob McQuay for Jeff Coles and Philly Jeff Dyer. We'll see you again next week with more Baltimore Sports Talk on MQFL Live, the blogtalkradio.com network. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. Join us again next week as we explore Baltimore sports.
Presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Boombox Carrying Roller Skater.
Mr. Boombox Carrying Roller Skater.
Shunning the conveniences of modern inline skates, you prove that real men do it on eight pink polypropylene wheels.
A pretty pink wheel.
The crouched one-leg extension, the squat and spin, every move as tight as your shorts.
A giddy-up cowboy.
Yes, your station is tuned to all disco all the time. And bravely, so is your haircut. So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Boombox Carrying Roller Skater, and know that we fully support real artistic expression. But enough about that. Let's roller skate.
Mr. Boombox Carrying Roller Skater.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, Houston, Texas.